This morning's reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, starting at the first verse, and is found on page 1032 of the Church Bible. Luke, chapter 5. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding round him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large amount of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Be still, for the presence of the Lord is moving in this place. And Lord, we thank you that you are moving in this place. We thank you that there is so much to celebrate of what you are doing. And just teach us now a little bit more of what it means to join in with what you're doing. And to just be still and to be with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want to reflect for a few minutes, and not very long, on this passage. And this passage, as Eddie said, was a passage that I think struck all of us there were about six of us who went to the New Wine Regional Leaders Conference in Bristol last week and had a really significant time. Rich Johnson, who's going to be speaking tonight, was leading that conference, and a really significant conference. The heating's gone off, I think. Has anyone... Oh, is it gone? Okay. Hopefully it'll heat up again. I'm getting cold. And we looked at this story, and I just want to share that. So this is... I'm just nicking what I heard last week, which is fine to do. All the best stuff is nicked. But it's the story of Jesus, actually, right at the start, when he calls some of his disciples. There on Lake Galilee it is, although they give it a different name in Luke 5. And the disciples had been there fishing all night, and it says they'd caught nothing. And there they were in the morning, or whenever it was, mid-morning, fixing their nets. And Jesus comes along and he says, "Hey, can I just borrow your boat to speak to the crowd from?" So he gets in the boat, they push the boat out from shore, and you can imagine it as this big bay, which actually, Jesus standing in the middle, it's a bit sort of like the focal point. Actually, it would have been a great place to stand or sit and talk to the crowds, and the acoustics of the bay probably would have meant that everyone would have heard really well, almost like made it like its own auditorium. And after Jesus has taught the crowds, he then says to the disciples, "Push your boats out, we're going fishing again." And you can imagine what the disciples must have thought, can't you? They'd just been fishing all night. They weren't intending to go fishing in the afternoon as well. And they'd caught nothing, and they probably just wanted to go home and have a bit of a rest, ready to go out the next night, because Those, I'm told fishing is easier at night for some reason than during the day. I don't know why, but it is. But actually, they do what Jesus says, don't they? And this time, it's really different. This time, actually, they catch this miraculous catch of fish. And I want to simply ask the question, what was different? What was different when they went out that second time? You see, they had the same boats, they had the same nets, they had the same fishermen, they had the same bit of sea to fish in. And yet, actually, the result was so different. What was it that was different? Well, I think it was this, wasn't it? That actually Jesus was with them. When they went out with Jesus, doing it his way, with Jesus, then actually they had a very different result than when they went out on their own. Jesus was in the boat. And you know, this is something that God's really been speaking to me about the last few weeks. And if you like, actually, it's the story of my last year of what God's been speaking to me about doing life with me. And I'm going to speak on Deeper in a couple of weeks' time, our next Deeper, about a book I've been reading and just unpack this in more. And I really would encourage you to come along to Deeper, because I think this has spoken to me and transformed me. The way I see things. And I would love you to come along and hear that or listen to it online. But I've not got the time to go into it and do it justice now. But it's this thing of, what does it mean for us to do life with Jesus? You see, it's Jesus' presence which makes the difference. You know, we can work so hard on our own, can't we? We can come up with all our good ideas of how we're going to grow the church and how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. But actually, if Jesus is not in the boat, we're going to catch nothing. If we're not doing it Jesus' way, then actually we may as well pack up and go home. And at New Wine, the last session I was at, I went up for ministry. It was so lovely to go to a conference like that where actually you go with no responsibility and you can just go and actually be ministered to. It's lovely. And I went up at the end, and just as I was standing there at the end, I just felt God say this to me. I felt God say, phase one of what you've come here for is completed. Building the team, getting the people in that we've got in, getting the structure set up that I think we're there now. And I felt God say this, I felt, now go up to the watchtower. Go up to the crow's nest. Take some time out. Let the team get on with the work. But you go and actually take some time out to be with me to find out what phase two is about. And you know, the exciting thing is, I don't know what phase two is about. Actually, this is my phase two, but as Derek told me when I said this down at St Andrews, it's about his phase 20. And for some of you here, it's about your phase 40. But I get quite excited about my phase two, and I hope you'll get excited about your phase 40. But the great thing is, I don't know what it's about. But actually, the message to me was, go and be with me. And go and take time with me. So actually, what I'm doing is, and I felt God was saying, actually, go into our lovely new youth room for an afternoon a week during the whole of Lent. Book it in the diary. It's in my diary to block out a couple of hours or an afternoon each week. So just go in there with no agenda. To be with God and see what God says. Or just to be with God. That's enough. And I really encourage you, as we continue to stay in Lent, that actually for you to do that too. More than anything, we need to be with God. That's what the waiting room's all about, isn't it? And Paul's going to say something about that later. At the heart of all we do, we're called first and foremost to simply be with Jesus. And out of that comes everything else. You know, Mark 4, I love the phrase in Mark 4 when Jesus calls his disciples. It says, he called them to what? To be with him and be sent out. But first of all, he called them to be with him. And so that's our call as churches, first and foremost, to be with Jesus. And then what happened? Well, Jesus was with them. And then what happened? Well, Jesus said, actually, this is what I want you to do. I want you to push the boats out and we're going to go fishing again. Pull out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch, Jesus says. And what was the disciples' reaction? Well, I love what the disciples said here. They must have been thinking in their heads, oh no, not again. But they didn't. They said this, they said, because you say so, I will. Because you say so, I will. You see, they knew there was something different about Jesus. They hadn't quite worked out at this stage who Jesus was, but they knew this was a man with authority who they needed to listen to. And they listened to Jesus and were obedient. And you know, when we go to that quiet place to be with God, that's what we're there to do, is to listen to Jesus and to be obedient. And then if he calls us, to say, because you say so, I will. And what an amazing catch was brought in, because they did, so much so that they couldn't bring it in on their own. And I want to encourage you too, while we're at New Wine, there was an opportunity to go and have a prophetic word spoken over you. So you like had a 15-minute session and someone would listen to God for you and in the quiet, and then actually say what they felt God was saying to you, and then you disappear. And you wouldn't have the time to introduce yourself as to who you were. They wouldn't know anything about you. And we decided to do it a bit differently than what they were suggesting. And all six of us went and said, we want you to give a prophetic word for us as a church, for us as a leadership. And they were quite taken aback by this, because they hadn't really been prepared for having six people there. But they listened to God for us, two of them. And they gave us a really amazing word, a word of great encouragement. And part of the word that they gave me was a picture. They said, actually, we've got a picture which actually just see you as if actually you're a boat which is just being launched. You know when you put a boat down the runway, down the slipway, and then it goes into the water and you launch it? They said, that's what we see. We see actually your churches as a boat which is just about being launched. And said a load of other significant things too, but also then talked about actually just a real sense of God's going to pour out his grace and do some really amazing things in our churches. And I must admit, I was really humbled by what was said. And I trust, there was so much in it that really resonated with where we are, that I really trust that's a word from God to say, let's have high expectations of what God will do. And you know, I think we've seen some of the early stages of that. Last week here, we had six new people come up to our 10:30 who'd never been here before, including one new family from toddlers. God's doing something. It's exciting. The story of the Persian girls is amazing. And Diana and I are really looking forward to meeting them tomorrow night. And again, just seeing what God's going to do. And Marcus is going to come along, who came last week. Alex, who started connecting up from being Janet Finch's plumber, he's coming too. God's doing something. Let's be expectant about what God's doing. But our key is to listen to Jesus and to be obedient. And to say, because you say so, I will. Even if it sounds a bit crazy. And then actually what happens is that there's so much that comes out that actually they can't get it all in one boat. So actually there's so many fish that came out that they can't get it in one boat. So what does it say they do? And this is the bit Eddie was particularly talking about that struck us. It said, verse 7, it says they partnered with other boats. It says, what's the verse? What does it actually say? They called to their partners in the other boat. The other fishermen in the other boat, and they said, come over and help us. And we were really struck when this was talked about at the New Wine Leaders Conference about actually the question was, who are our partners in the other boats? Because, you know, the promise here is that God's going to do so much that actually we can't cope with it all on our own. We have to work with others to bring in the harvest that God's going to do. I think for us at All Saints, actually, part of that immediate response, isn't it, is to say, actually, St Andrew's are our partners in the other boat. And actually, isn't it encouraging to see all that is going on here because we're doing it together and not on our own? Youth Church, Deeper, Parenting Course, Octagon, all that stuff. We're doing it together And God is bringing so much in, more than we could cope with on our own. And that's really exciting. Actually, we're partnering with each other. That's why it's so important to be pressing into this thing of unity and being united and saying, where can we work together? Because when we work together, God blesses us even more. And I just think we'll see an even bigger harvest. But also the challenge was not just to see it as other churches. And I think part of this partnering is other churches in the town. It's just brilliant to hear that Youth Church now has people from 7 churches represented here. And there's something when our young people are coming together and saying, I didn't know you were a Christian. That they're seeing, you're at my school, but I didn't know you were a Christian, because actually they meet somewhere else in Malvern. And they're connecting up, and together it's being so much more impactful than it could be if just we met individually as our own churches. But the challenge for this New Wine Conference wasn't just simply to say, actually, our other churches are the partners in the other boats. But it's to say, what about other organisations that are working in the town doing kingdom stuff, but may not be Christian organisations? What about partnering them? What does that look like? So actually what Eddie was saying about the PSO coming to the police, what's it called? Police Community Support Officer coming to the Octant, actually working with them. I was challenged about that there's no one in our congregations who's anything to do with any of the town councils particularly. We haven't got any town council representatives. But actually, what would it be like if we as a church went to the town council and said, we as churches in Malvern are wanting to partner with you in actually blessing our town. What can we do for you? Where are the needs? I love what Eddie said about the assistant head in the Chase School saying, why are you doing this? Actually, because we go and bless and bring life in those places, and it raises questions, doesn't it? But actually, we're working with those who are already working there. So I think a challenge for us this year to pray about is, who are the partners that God is calling us to partner with? Not just our own other churches, but other organisations too. So I want to just share with you a little of where I've got to as we come to this next year and looking ahead. And as I've begun to go up in my watchtower, we had a lovely staff retreat at Chris Messley's house on last Monday, and just there I began to feel God was saying something to me in a phrase which he wanted to share with you, and that phrase is this: that actually this year is a year of learning to live ordinary lives with God. Learning to live ordinary lives with God. So that thing of saying, actually, if you look around here, we are all just ordinary people, aren't we? All of us are ordinary people doing ordinary things. And sometimes it's really easy to stand at the front and say, yeah, go to Africa, go and do what Guy's doing, go and do whatever. But actually we miss the rest of the 99% that are still here. And I think God wants to say, let us learn to do the ordinary life with God, our family life with God, our work life with God, our leisure with God, our neighbours' stuff with God, but truly with God, in a way that we've never done it with God before, and see what God does. I love the story in Acts 4, and we're going to preach on Acts 4, after Easter. But actually, Peter and John, after Pentecost, Peter and John heal the crippled man there. And then the religious leaders get a bit cross and it goes to court and everything. But then there's this great line in it in Acts 4:13, which says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Ordinary people being with Jesus, and I think with that, God can do the extraordinary with. And I have a sense that God wants to take us, ordinary people of All Saints, to say in this coming year, what does it really look like, truly look like, to do life with Jesus? And then I'll show you the extraordinary. So I think that's what I've sensed God's particularly saying. And we as a leadership have got together and we've really spent some time praying as to what does God want us to specifically pray for this year for All Saints. And we've sensed God saying 3 things, which ties in much with what I've said. Firstly, actually, about an increased presence an encounter with God in our worship and in our prayer. In other words, actually, that we are learning what it means to be with God and to experience his presence and to have a deep encounter with him, which is then the foundation for everything else. But let's pray for that. Let's pray that when we meet, we will encounter God in a deeper way than we've ever done before. When we meet, the tangible presence of God will be here in this place. And from that, we will be transformed and others will be transformed. Secondly, about deepening unity, and this goes back to actually partnering with each other. We have a sense that God's calling us to a deeper unity between our congregations here, between our churches in our team, and between others' churches in Malvern too. That where people work together in unity, where God's brothers and sisters work together in unity, there God will bestow his blessing, Psalm 133. And I have a sense that actually unity is a key word for us. And just this is hot off the press. First ever announcement in our churches of this. A date for your diary. October the 18th to 20th this year, Friday night till Sunday morning, we're going to have the St Andrew's and All Saints Church Weekend at Home. We're not going to go and do a weekend away because actually that's cheap and expensive and complicated, and we're going to keep it simple and have a weekend at home. Different things in different churches, some social stuff, a bit of teaching. We need a group to organise it, but put those dates in the diary. We'll be doing social stuff on the Friday nights, a bit of teaching, a bit of social stuff on the Saturday, and then we're talking about possibly having a joint service in the Chase School on the Sunday morning on neutral territory. But again, a way to just build unity and together seek what God's doing. So put those dates in your diary. And then finally, just a real specific prayer to pray for new families, a new generation of families to come in here, and particularly for the continued flourishing and growth of our young people that we are seeing. I'm praying that our young people will be leading the adults in connecting with God in this coming year. And I see some of that happening already. So we've made everybody a bookmark with these things on. And there's one for everybody to take away. And I really encourage you to pray those specific things. And in a year's time, we'll look back and say, well, what's God done? What have we seen God at work? And on the back of that too, I've also just put a thing which I love this from Thy Kingdom Come, which is actually that thing of praying for five. Pray for five people, five friends, people who don't know Jesus yet or people who don't know Jesus very well. And just write those names down on there and to commit to pray regularly for them and see what God can do. And I want to leave us with this, which is the painting now downstairs in the youth room. And actually also, I don't know whether anyone else has noticed, and completely independently, it's the verse that I put at the end of my review, in the annual review. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That actually all we do is about being led by God's spirit and allowing God to lead us into all there is in this coming year. So I'm going to give, do you want to spread those around? Do take your bookmarks and really do specifically pray for what's going on here. And just pray that we'll see, as we're led by the Spirit, God do amazing things by, more than anything, us starting by spending time being with God.